The colonial government granted John Boyd the right to place a ferry boat here in 1749, which his wife Margaret took over when John died, according to a local history book. Run in 1781 by George Boyd, a colonel of the Virginia militia, it probably crosses at or just this side of the modern bridge. Boyd made payment requests like those of the Irvins for ferrying soldiers and wagons throughout the war. He also has a farm, plus a tavern on the far side about 3/4 mile southwest of the ferry. Further south along the approach road is Carrington's land. Likely near the tavern are buildings for clothing and other supplies for Continental forces, plus a magazine used to store powder and ammunition. Men who only served for short stints would come there to muster in as militia and be discharged. Various units might be in the area at any time awaiting orders. That's probably why Green's order to collect the boats was brought here. When James Irvin applied for a government pension years later, he reported that the prior November, Colonel Boyd put him in charge of 12 men guarding the stores. Probably just before the crossing, you could have watched from here as Irvin's men had 5 wagons ferried across, taking supplies to safety. Some portion of the main army crossed here on the 14th. The men likely moved up the near bank and set up a temporary camp like the one at Irvin's to await orders. The next day, Green writes Virginia Governor Thomas Jefferson from Boyd's Ferry Camp that they are on the Dan River, almost fatigued to death, having had a retreat to conduct for upwards of 200 miles, maneuvering constantly in the face of the enemy to give time for the militia to turn out and get off our stores. He tells Jefferson he is prepared to cross the Stanton River, north and east of here, to the left when facing the river, if Cornwallis crosses the Dan further upstream. Then he heads north himself, with or trailing this part of his army. It's unclear how or when Green passed through this area to write the Jefferson letter. Then, as now, there was no direct road from Irvin's to Boyd's. Maybe there was a trail from Irvin's, which Carrington would have known about, that he took to pick up the men here after sending on the other forces. Or he could have turned off the road from the north to get them. The exact routes taken by the two groups to our next stop are unknown. Boyd's Ferry operated until 1854, when it was replaced by a covered bridge just the other side of today's highway. Please follow the driving and walking instructions under a second crossing, and then use its audio clip.